You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 387. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We never stop appreciating the fact that you do that.
Gratitude makes you happy.
Sure does.
It really does, though.
Yeah, if you're having a bad day, just find something to be thankful for.
Or
we're thankful for you guys. Changes your day.
I normally wake up and think about three things I'm grateful for.
That's a good idea.
So number one, I've got
hair. So they don't change every day?
Oh, no, they change.
You know what? I'm thankful that I don't have hair.
I'm thankful I do have hair.
Everybody wins at Drone U.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, let's get right into today's question. Let's not get right into today's question.
Right.
I'm going to tell you a quick story. If you remember our podcast, I think it was 382, we were talking about Boulder's airspace. I just learned yesterday that two airports are changing their airport diagrams for drone pilots. I'm talking about Santa Fe Airport. I'm talking about Prescott, Arizona. So you guys, the listeners of Drone U, have taken the information that we've given you and actually had an effect on airspace and how we're able to fly in the southwestern part of this country. So guys, if you use the information we give you, it will help you out. It will also help out many other people. So I just have to say thank you so much to the guys, Jeb, Doug, you guys are awesome. Seriously, because of you, we are changing airspace for the better. So thank you.
Yeah, we've always said get involved in the process.
Being a part of this
is a perfect example of how there are tremendous benefits to doing so.
There are tremendous benefits to being a part of the Drone U community.
That's all too.
I gotta say.
That too.
So anyway, let's get right into today's question. As always, guys, we appreciate your questions. If you have one, go to askdroneu.com. And if you go out to a job site, you're getting hungry, or you just need a quality snack to bring with you wherever you go for your drone flying, check out Charkey. It is a lamb-based jerky, and you can find it at ranchlineallnatural.com. Nitrate-free, gluten-free, tastes good, won't cause you cancer. We love it.
Wow, sounds like a win-win.
Good morning, Drone You guys. Hey, this is Sean from Minnesota with a quick question for you. I am preparing for my 107 and doing a lot of flying and doing a lot of research into the real estate market. And in talking with a lot of realtors, I'm asking the question of them, why am I not seeing any video, whether interior or exterior, on any of the property searches that I'm doing on what I consider to be the three major real estate sites, Zillow, Trulia, and MLS. And they suggest that, you know, oh, there's, you know, some guys doing aerial videography, but not a ton. But even throughout many, many comprehensive searches of mostly higher end property, I am just not finding any video present in any of these properties. So I'm wondering if there are barriers to getting that video posted up to the sites that I believe most folks are using to scout out properties that they might want to go look at. Is there an upload problem from the single point listing that realtors use that isn't getting sent out to Zillow and Trulia and places like that? Or is it just a realtor thing where they don't want to take the time to upload the video to all the different sites? Hoping you guys can help me with that. Again, love what you guys are doing. Thanks for all the help and getting my business off the ground and getting my 107 certificate, and looking forward to your response. Thanks.
This is a great question. This really is a phenomenal question. Well, I'm going to say some things about realtors, and if you're a realtor, I'm sorry. If you're learning to fly, great. If you're not like this type of realtor, then you're a good human being. So anyway, I've had an issue with realtors before who have been, one guy said to me one time, how hard is it to upload something to YouTube? And I responded to him with, well, if it's so hard, why can't you do it?
Or if it's so easy.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, realtors have difficulty with following through with things. And one of those things is uploading videos. Here's the thing, though. There are very specific rules to where you can and cannot upload videos, how those videos are branded or unbranded, and where those videos can be seen. Now, in a second, we'll go and talk about Zillow. Rob knows all about Zillow. But first, let's talk about Realtor.com. And in fact, before I even go there, as a drone pilot, if you have an audience to market your videos, you can charge more money simply because you are providing a market or an audience to the videos. So if you're charging $500 for a video and 100 people are seeing it over the course of the listing, but you can guarantee 1,000 views or 2,000 views, you should be charging $500, $600, $700.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the beautiful things is that if you grow a YouTube channel focused on whatever you're building and growing, it can be used for many, many different things. Now, here's the thing. In order to post anything on Realtor.com, the MLS system, you actually have to be a realtor or have a realtor's login information. Because you don't want to be held liable for anything, I recommend you don't do that. If they want to upload it to MLS or Realtor.com, let them upload it to Realtor.com or MLS. Here's the thing, though. According to MLS, you cannot upload any video that is branded. In fact, I just got out of a conversation with John from Q Realty about this. So if you have in the video, Remax Realty and call Rob Burdick because he's the best bald realtor in the world. that's not okay with MLS. You actually have to have a video that's unbranded that's like, you know, check out this beautiful home. It's 3,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 5 baths. Take a quick look inside. If you have questions, you can go to this website.
By the way, I don't know this for sure, but I think the reason they do that is so that the person who's presenting the house to their buyers can brand themselves.
Well, I don't know. I had a long conversation with John about this, and he said if you upload to MLS, it cannot be branded.
No, I understand.
But the YouTube page you put it on could be branded.
Sure.
So there are little loopholes and intricacies to this. So now the reason I have the realtor forms, if you're shooting real estate videography, if you're shooting photography for real estate, we have forms in the DroneU community where you can actually hash out all the details of your videos and what you're supposed to do. And one of the questions that's on that form that you give to them is, do you want branded and unbranded videos or either or?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point to this question is because of Realtor.com and MLS. Because if they're uploading that link to MLS or Realtor.com, it has to be an unbranded video,
right?
Meaning no logos, no pictures of your realtors, no real call to action, kind of, which kind of sucks. But the loophole is that you can have it on a branded YouTube page.
Right.
So that
Basically, you could have it anywhere else.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why we normally create 2 videos for realtors. And by the way, I have kind of stepped out of real estate videography because so many new drone people coming in,
it's a good opportunity for relatively new pilots.
Yes, it is.
It's a good way to kind of break into the industry.
It's low hanging fruit, but once you get into stuff, you're going to want that fruit that's a little bit towards the top, and there's a lot more nectar that comes out of that fruit.
Yes, indeed.
You get what I'm saying, yeah. Rob?
Yes, it's green, that nectar.
That nectar tastes and smells real good. So,
yeah, so anyways, and I think as far as Trulia and Zillow are concerned, Paul said I know a whole bunch about it. That's not necessarily true, but we did do a little bit of research. You absolutely can post videos to those. In fact, there are tutorials online. And I think one of the things that came to mind for me was a great service that you could provide to these realtors. And so when you're hearing and you're not seeing, or you're hearing realtors say they're not doing that and you're not seeing videos on these sites, I personally believe it's just because they don't know how to do it. Nobody has kind of broached that subject and taken that bull by the horns for themselves, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a great service that somebody like yourself, Sean, could offer these realtors is to say, look, I will show you exactly how to do this, because you will have to be able to log into their account to upload these things. And like Paul said, there might be some liability associated with that. You can choose whether or not that's something you'd want to do or not.
I wouldn't upload for MLS. I would upload for anything else,
okay,
but I would charge for it.
Yeah, so this is definitely an upcharge, but the point is it is a service that you can offer to them and say, look, I will help you not only create a fantastic video to profile and show this house in a way that's going to be unlike others that are competing with it, I will help you get it uploaded, or at a minimum, show you how to do it and just create a process through which you go either to give them or to do yourself and get them uploaded for them. But in terms of barriers, I don't think there's many barriers with the exception of ability, want to. Although I think with Zillow, you have to be at a certain level. And that's probably true on Trulia as well. Like a premier agent on Zillow, I think they're able to use videos. Anything below that probably isn't. Some issues like that, but they're very navigable issues that you can help realtors with.
Well, also one thing that you can be doing is, again, if you're doing what we have said and you're coming up with pricing packages, you can price out right. and package advertising the video. Say, hey, I'll upload it to my Albuquerque, New Mexico homes YouTube and Facebook page. And then, you know, we will advertise it to make sure it reaches 4,000 people. And even though the reach of 4,000 people costs you 20, you can charge 150, 175 and
right.
make it happen. So
all kinds of ways that you can.
Yeah. And some people are like, oh, well, isn't it wrong to charge like 4 to 7X what it actually costs to advertise? No.
Well, let me ask you this.
Because it's convenience and they're lazy.
Well, let's take furniture. If you go buy furniture, how much do you think furniture gets marked up? Hundreds of a percent. I mean,
I just listened to a podcast about mattresses.
Oh my
and
gosh,
it's thousands
the worst.
Of percent.
Yeah.
It costs $150 to make a mattress that's $1,000.
And for some reason, we get all uptight about upcharging on services. That's what
you're being upcharged on every day, whether you know it or
exactly.
not.
Exactly. Get what you're worth.
Yeah,
that's all we're talking about. We're not ripping people off.
It's not a personal thing. And that's why I think like some people can never, ever run businesses because they take everything personal. If that's you, don't start a business. Run now. Turn this podcast off and go back to your menial life. Okay?
I don't know. You're kind of describing me. So you can make it work, but you're going to have to work really hard at overcoming that issue.
Fair enough, Rob. Fair enough. Anyway, but really, you've got to be... You just got to be dedicated. You've got to think like an owner. You've got to think okay, I am providing a service. This is taking up my time. I'm going to make a profit. It's not a personal thing. This is business. This is mm-hmm. how business works.
And you're helping them.
Yes.
You're setting them above the other realtors. And so it's a tremendous service. Believe that.
Believe that.
That's right.
Anyway, guys, I think that's going to do it for us today. I hope that answers your questions. Just so you know, are you thinking about getting into real estate photography or videography with your drone? Are you wondering what's the step-by-step process? How can I set up a system and potentially scale that up to a business? Good, good question. Because we've got all that information. It's actually being edited right now. It's going to be one of our newest classes going up soon. Who knows when, but it's going up soon. So if you're part of the Drone U community, though, it doesn't matter when it goes up because you're all about continuing education. And we don't charge for classes. We charge for a monthly membership fee so you can access everything because some pilots are into photography and videography. Mm-hmm. Some pilots are into mapping. Some pilots are into using drones to shave people's heads. Anyway. Whatever you're using your drone for, you will find resources and a tremendous amount of value. Why? Because we're going to save you time in lowering that learning curve. You're going to learn from people who actually do this day in and day out. They know the nuances and they know from experience, unlike other people. Gosh, it's
yeah, anyways,
hard not to say names.
And a tremendous community of people. You're alluding to that, but I just want to reiterate that. A tremendous community of people who are building drone businesses, helping each other, working through issues together, and it's phenomenal to see. Probably the most valuable part of Drone U, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Guys, that's going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com and upload that question. We really do appreciate your time, and wherever you're listening, thank you. And we'll see you next time. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.